Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. As the Phillies' legal battle over who created the Philly Fanatic plays out, fans in Clearwater getting their first look at the new changes to the beloved mascot. KYW's Mike DiNardo spoke with the guy inside the green fur about the reception.
The man behind the Fanatic's now shortened snout, Tom Burgoyne, says the team's ongoing copyright battle prompted the changes in the mascot's look.
I think it kind of kick-started the discussion, but, you know, the fact is the Fanatic has always changed and evolved over the years.
The latest iteration has the Fanatic with longer wings, a powder blue tail, blue and red socks, and a larger derriere.
Are these design changes sufficient to resolve the Phillies' legal fight over who created the furry creature? Probably not, says Pepper Hamilton intellectual property attorney Peter Wokioma.
Generally speaking, if you create something that's based on someone else's work, that's a derivative, and the owner of the work has the right to exclusive right to create derivatives.
Bergion says he believes that over time, fans will see the mascot as the same old Fanatic. Former Philadelphia City Council member Blondell Reynolds Brown has signed up for a costly pension program, despite once promising she would never take it. The DROP program was created to allow for continuity in city departments, rewarding longtime workers with a lump sum payment for staying on the job a bit longer to train their replacements. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports this controversial program could mean a payment on top of her pension.
But in December, Brown retired from council. Now she works for the Register of Wills. She applied for DROP within 6 weeks of getting the job. In an emailed statement from her boss's spokesman, she says she was making inquiries about DROP and hadn't decided whether to take it. The pension board hasn't calculated her payment, but previous council members who took the perk got six figures.
A study 2 years ago by the city's fiscal watchdog PICA estimated DROP had cost the city $237 million in its first 16 years. The program was supposed to be cost neutral when it was created. A 32-year-old Montgomery County woman will spend up to 25 years in prison as she pleads guilty but mentally ill to stabbing and beating her grandmother to death in their Ambler home in 2018. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwart has this report.
Outside the courtroom, following her guilty but mentally ill plea to third-degree murder, Nicole Cadwallader apologized for what she did.
I'm deeply sorry.
Prosecutor Richard Bradbury says the guilty but mentally ill plea
takes into account her acceptance responsibility for the murder. It acknowledges it is clearly a murder.
But he says it also recognizes mental illness was a contributing factor.
And it also ensures that she'll have ongoing treatment for that.
Cadwallader's attorney, Carrie Allman, calls the case a sad commentary on how we address mental health issues. A new study shows Philadelphia residents are not relying on cars as much as they used to, and other forms of transportation are picking up the slack. The study by CompareCarInsurance.com says Philadelphia is the eighth least car-dependent city in the nation. And KYW's Kim Glovis spoke with someone who may be moving it further in that direction.
Matthew Nickel is co-organizer of Philly E-Riders, whose members ride e-scooters, e-bikes, and e-skateboards.
I've ridden on scooters and skateboards where I'm wearing a full suit, and I walk up and I check in my board, and it's as if I took an Uber.
Nickel says Philly E-Riders have a presence on Facebook and more than 200 members.
Aaron Ritz, the city's transportation programs manager, says cars are not going away, but understands that roads aren't going to get wider in Philadelphia. And for that reason, the city has a long-term plan to incorporate more bike trails, better walkable options, and an improved transit system in the years to come. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.